Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
His name is Tyrus, and he joins us now.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Fox News contributor, NWA World Television champion. He has a book, Just Tyrus, a memoir. Welcome on to 97.1.
Hey, what's up, sir? How are you?
Good. I wanted to talk to you about the media, and I love Greg Gutfeld. I've loved him for a long time. And to see his success at night and the work that you guys do at night, it's just a fun show. And to see that people love watching it. The ratings have been great compared to some of the traditional ABC, CBS, NBC, ABC, you know, all of the different regular Jimmys that are on at night. This seems to have been very popular. I wanted to get your impressions of why you think a show on Fox News with Greg Gutfeld is not only competing but exceeding expectations, and why that's resonating with so many people.
Well, first, I think it's a team effort. I think the uniqueness of our cast, Greg, Kat, and myself, there's nothing quite like it. We all couldn't be more different. And when you're funny, you're funny. And when you're not, you're not. And being able to come out every night, in my case, in improv, and being able to hit people, and comedy's not dead. I think we've seen other shows who have kind of gone one way with it, and they've kind of forgotten about half the country, if not more. And whenever you go into one side, or you spend your, you're supposed to come up, watch a late night show and laugh, and you're getting opinions on your political belief system, I think that's a major disconnect. And what's crazy is that, you know, the ABCs, the NBCs, the CBSs, they already have 35 million more homes than we do, just because they're not cable. So to beat them is not just, it's monumental. It shouldn't happen, but it's happening. And, you know, and it's not just, you know, they make those comments about it's just one demographic. It's not, you know, we lead in the young demographic. My fan base is about as multicultural as you get across the board. So, you know, it's just, there's something about not being afraid tell a joke, and if you do speak your mind, be open to, because we have different opinions on just about everything. So it's not a a talking point show, and I think that's what's important.
Yeah, and I think that is important. I want to pick up on that point in a second, but I don't know if anyone else has ever said this before. I actually went as Greg Gutfeld for Halloween one year. Has anyone gone as you for Halloween that you know of?
Yeah. Matter of fact, when I was in the WWE, one of the number one selling Halloween costumes was Brodus Clay. And
that's great.
My son went as me last year, and I was pretty humbled by it. But it happens a lot. You know, although I think you're probably the trendsetter with Gutfeld, and I'm sure when I tell him that, he's going to be really excited.
Right. This went 2015, roughly. So this was a while back. Oh, was that a fun time? And I had another person I worked with that went as Bob Beckel. So the two of us kind of like dressed in tandem that way. So this was some time ago. So I wanted to ask you about your thoughts about, you know, you talked about the network TV and the way that I think a lot of ways the writers and the comedians on there kind of talk down to a certain ideology, and they don't really treat it as, you know, comedic equality, as in, hey, there's certain things we can joke about, but what we're really going to do is just really focus on one of those sides and kind of use it as a way to kidney punch an opposition that we don't like. It seems that's the motive a lot of times on some of these other network shows, but it's so much better when you kind of have it coming from all around, different opinions and jokes, and you're really not afraid to be, you know, yourself and to have those certain opinions. And I think a lot of ways, people always looked at the internet as their opportunity to do that. And just recently, I think a lot of people have realized that they don't have the same freedoms on the internet that they thought. If they go to YouTube and discuss something that may be controversial, or in some cases have a take that is against what the mainstream is, then they could be punished or demonetized or even, you know, kicked off the platform. And I wanted to ask you about Russell Brand. He's a actor. He was in some Hollywood movies, and more recently, he's been doing a lot of commentaries on YouTube. And just recently, he said, I'm going to be done with YouTube. I'm moving over to Rumble, and that's getting a lot of people talking. I wanted to play a clip from that announcement and get your reaction to it, if I could.
I don't want the right to say mean things about people. I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in wars between different traditional or progressive factions. I support and love all of you. If you love Donald Trump, I love you. If you love Joe Biden, I love you. I want us to create new systems together. I don't believe these institutionalized systems at the level of the financial, governmental, or media world are ever going to serve ordinary people. I believe we're at a point of crisis and things need to radically change fast. And I believe we'll be able to communicate our message more freely on Rumble. And this misinformation strike and takedown demonstrates exactly what it is we're talking about.
All right, so I'll stop it there. What's wrong with that approach? You think there's anything wrong with looking at it and saying that we need to be more open, we shouldn't be more restricting?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, he's yelling a lot, so I always kind of get turned off when people start yelling. But I get it. Point. But I mean, it's, you're going to have the same problems with Rumble and everything else. There's always going to be somebody watching, somebody doesn't like something. But, you know, the more platforms, the merrier. But like I said, I'm not a big fan of YouTube and Twitter and all those kind of things. And so I don't use them much, very sparingly. I only have two social media accounts, and I have them linked together, because if I had to post on them both independently, it would never happen. So, right. You know, but again, Rumble is supposed to be the alternative, and we're seeing a lot more alternatives, and I think that's a good thing. So if one, you can't speak one place, you can go speak somewhere else, and I think that's what America is about. So
yeah, more Tyrus is joining us here on 97.1 FM Talk. You made a you gave a reaction, you gave a commentary a couple of nights ago regarding fentanyl that resonated with a lot of different people, and I think your point was, a lot of people don't understand fentanyl is a poison. If we were to rename it anthrax, people would understand better. And you've been receiving a lot of positive feedback for that. And we are still having so many different issues with drugs, fentanyl coming into the country. But in general, I've heard instances where people are like, well, I can't afford my medication, so I'm going to go online and see if I can get it from Canada. And they're getting this off-brand stuff that's laced with this fentanyl poison, and they don't even realize it. It's become such a major issue. And I just wanted to say, your commentary on it the other day seemed to resonate with a lot of people.
Yeah, it's been a big response. I mean, kudos to Kat for having the balls to talk about something like that, because, you know, a lot of people won't. So, and the drug problem in this country is always, it's a tough thing. I just don't look at, even though fentanyl has its uses in hospital settings, but this is not that fentanyl. This is made in factories, much like the same as meth, with much more dire consequences. So treating it like a poison would hopefully have a different result. But again, until I can say whatever I want to say and call it anthrax or call it whatever, and it's nice that people are talking about it. But until people actually start doing something about it, until a senator or a congressman or somebody draws up a law to do something about it, you know, it's like a moot point. You know, you just need that's the thing about platforms sometimes, is like you can speak things and they resonate, but if no one does anything with it, then it's just, it's a nice talking point. So hopefully Like I've been fortunate to where I have not been affected directly by, you know, the fentanyl situations, but, you know, it's across the board. You can't, the insurance is so high, your deductibles are so high, you know, just you, and when you can't afford medications and you're trying to get better and you don't have a lot of positive alternatives besides taking medications, you're going to do what you have to do to feel better. And that in itself is a problem. Our pharmacies and our pharmaceutical companies and stuff, they have no problem jacking the prices of stuff. And when I think about it, I mean, the perfect example is insulin. Insulin was invented and sold to the government for $1. That's what he sold it for, $1, because the message was it's there to help diabetics and to help people. And now, and I have a type 1 diabetic in my household, I'm fortunate enough to where I have a good enough career that I can afford the insulin. And especially when you've gone over your allotment, and all of a sudden it's, you know, $700 or $1,400, or if you need more of this or that, or something happens, or if it goes bad, the prices are unbelievable and parents have to stock and conserve and be afraid if they run out. So that falls on the pharmaceutical company and it falls on our government. Now, he did mention that your insulin and stuff was going to be cheaper, but what they don't tell you is that it's a loophole and it won't happen until 2026.
Yeah.
So by that time, it can already be exempt. It will never see the light of day. But I guarantee you the monies were being sent out to the committees to research on it and the individuals to profit on it. But again, the American people, once again, we fall for a talking point with no substance behind it.
Yeah. And it seemed like there was a lot of momentum before COVID. They were talking heavily about fighting the opioid addiction and the problems with it. And a lot of times these opioids lace with fentanyl. And then we were also talking about insulin, that those sort of costs towards the end of President Trump's time in office seemed like there was still momentum towards it. But it seems like all of that was gone off the table as of late. We're so worried about inflation. If we could even afford a gallon of milk in the future, is everything we own disappearing? Those are the type of things that we are now talking about. But man, these other things are still very much on the table, I think, need to be brought to the forefront again. And I'm glad that you're doing that. Which, by the way, if people wanted to look you up online, where can they go?
My fans only page is down, so they'd have to go to Oh, I'm sorry. OnlyFans. Sorry. I'm old. You can check me out at Planet Tyrus on Twitter and Tyrus Smash on Instagram. But blue checks only. There is no other me. Only two blue checks. No blue checks.
I don't care. Not. How many people dress up as you for Halloween? There's only one you. Tyrus, thank you so much for coming on to 97.1.
I appreciate you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.